Western producer, it is not uncommon for farming families to give land or assets to the next generation with the intention that the gift is an advance on one's inheritance. There are many benefits of giving sooner. Potential to save on taxes and/or probate fees. Benefiting the next generation with their own farming operations. Reducing the asset base to lessen or eliminate the burden and costs associated with ongoing management of assets. Emotional or psychological benefits in that it allows the giver the emotional reward of seeing their loved ones enjoy the benefits of the gift. Increases or provides privacy because probate or court assistance may not be required on death. Reduces the potential for estate litigation or conflict over gifts set out in a will. While providing an advance on someone's inheritance may seem like a good idea at the time, doing so comes with some significant risks that should be considered before any such transfer takes place. Advances cannot be easily undone if property is transferred or placed in the name of a child, or other individual, with the intention that it is a gift or advancement on their inheritance. It can be vital to distinguish whether the intention is for the gift to pass at the time of transfer or if the original owner is retaining some form of ownership until their death. If the transfer is truly a gift, like any other gift, generally once the gift is given, you lose control over the asset and you cannot get it back. As an example, if a farmer decides to issue shares in a farming corporation to a child during the farmer's lifetime, the child now has rights that attach to those shares. Without a clear shareholders' agreement that permits the farmer to do so, legal action could arise if the farmer later decides the child's shares should be redeemed or the child should be removed from the company. Furthermore, doing so could trigger the requirement for the farmer to repurchase the once gifted shares at the current fair market value. Gifts of land can be similarly problematic. Saskatchewan operates under the Torrens system of land registration. Under this system, there is no way to distinguish on the title between registered ownership and beneficial ownership. The transfer of property from one individual to another cannot be unilaterally reversed. So, if a farmer transfers their property into their child's name and later changes their mind, without the child's cooperation, it will be nearly impossible to have the transfer reversed. It is also important to remember that once the gift is given, you lose control over how it is used. If you later become dissatisfied with the recipient's management of the gift, or intend to perhaps sell the assets, you have no option to rescind the gift or force the recipient to manage the gift as you desire. Similarly, while a will can be unilaterally changed throughout your lifetime, provided you have mental capacity, once a gift is given, you lose the ability to perform future planning with that asset as part of your overall estate plan. It is not uncommon for farming families to give land or assets to the next generation with the intention that the gift is an advance on one's inheritance. There are many benefits of giving sooner, potential to save on taxes and/or probate fees, benefiting the next generation with their own farming operations, reducing the asset base to lessen or eliminate the burden and costs associated with ongoing management of assets. Emotional or psychological benefits in that it allows the giver the emotional reward of seeing their loved ones enjoy the benefits of the gift. Increases or provides privacy because probate or court assistance may not be required on death. Reduces the potential for estate litigation or conflict over gifts set out in a will. While providing an advance on someone's inheritance may seem like a good idea at the time, doing so comes with some significant risks that should be considered before any such transfer takes place. Advances cannot be easily undone if property is transferred or placed in the name of a child, or other individual, with the intention that it is a gift or advancement on their inheritance. It can be vital to distinguish whether the intention is for the gift to pass at the time of transfer or if the original owner is retaining some form of ownership until their death. If the transfer is truly a gift, like any other gift, generally once the gift is given, you lose control over the asset and you cannot get it back. As an example, if a farmer decides to issue shares in a farming corporation to a child during the farmer's lifetime, the child now has rights that attach to those shares. Without a clear shareholders' agreement that permits the farmer to do so, legal action could arise if the farmer later decides the child's shares should be redeemed or the child should be removed from the company. Furthermore, doing so could trigger the requirement for the farmer to repurchase the once gifted shares at the current fair market value. Gifts of land can be similarly problematic. Saskatchewan operates under the Torrens system of land registration. Under this system, there is no way to distinguish on the title between registered ownership and beneficial ownership. The transfer of property from one individual to another cannot be unilaterally reversed. So, if a farmer transfers their property into their child's name and later changes their mind, without the child's cooperation it will be nearly impossible to have the transfer reversed. It is also important to remember that once the gift is given, you lose control over how it is used. If you later become dissatisfied with the recipient's management of the gift, or intend to perhaps sell the assets, you have no option to rescind the gift or force the recipient to manage the gift as you desire. Similarly, while a will can be unilaterally changed throughout your lifetime, provided you have mental capacity, once a gift is given, you lose the ability to perform future planning with that asset as part of your overall estate plan. Advances should be clearly documented if you decide to give a gift of money to your child now, as opposed to waiting until you die. Consider whether it is necessary to document this fact. For example, if in your will you stated that you wanted each of your children to receive $100,000, but before your death you decided to give $50,000 to one of your children to help with a big purchase, the following question arises: was the $50,000 intended to be in addition to the $100,000 that you were otherwise planning to gift on death, or is the amount that the particular child will receive on death now reduced by the $50,000 you already paid? It is important to be clear when you are making an advance on an inheritance to avoid confusion on your death. Advance now belongs to the recipient. Once property is transferred, it belongs to the recipient. This means that the gift now becomes open to seizure by creditors of the recipient or could be found to be family property that is subject to a division in a separation or divorce. In Saskatchewan, gifts and inheritances are family property subject to division. If an individual receives a gift and then they separate from their spouse, the value of that gift is considered when dividing family property. If advancements are being made on an inheritance, or just generally as part of your overall estate plan, it may be prudent to discuss with the intended recipient whether an agreement with their spouse should be put into place that exempts the gift, or future inheritance, from division if a separation or divorce occurs. Such agreements can be narrow in the sense that they only address gifts or inheritances, and typically they are reciprocal in that each spouse would retain any gifts or inheritances they receive without the fear of a claim by the other spouse if a separation or divorce occurs. Kimberly Visram is a lawyer and partner with Stevenson Hood Thornton Beaubier LLP in Saskatoon. She can be contacted by emailing kvisram@shtb-law.com. This article is provided for general informational purposes only and does not constitute legal or other professional advice. If you decide to give a gift of money to your child now, as opposed to waiting until you die, consider whether it is necessary to document this fact. For example, if in your will you stated that you wanted each of your children to receive $100,000, but before your death you decided to give $50,000 to one of your children to help with a big purchase, the following question arises: was the $50,000 intended to be in addition to the $100,000 that you were otherwise planning to gift on death, or is the amount that the particular child will receive on death now reduced by the $50,000 you already paid? It is important to be clear when you are making an advance on an inheritance to avoid confusion on your death. Once property is transferred, it belongs to the recipient. This means that the gift now becomes open to seizure by creditors of the recipient or could be found to be family property that is subject to a division in a separation or divorce. In Saskatchewan, gifts and inheritances are family property subject to division. If an individual receives a gift and then they separate from their spouse, the value of that gift is considered when dividing family property. If advancements are being made on an inheritance, or just generally as part of your overall estate plan, it may be prudent to discuss with the intended recipient whether an agreement with their spouse should be put into place that exempts the gift, or future inheritance, from division if a separation or divorce occurs. Such agreements can be narrow in the sense that they only address gifts or inheritances, and typically they are reciprocal in that each spouse would retain any gifts or inheritances they receive without the fear of a claim by the other spouse if a separation or divorce occurs. Kimberly Visram is a lawyer and partner with Stevenson Hood Thornton Beaubier LLP in Saskatoon. She can be contacted by emailing kvisram@shtb-law.com. This article is provided for general informational purposes only and does not constitute legal or other professional advice.